Welcome to one of, if not the most informative, Armed American Radio broadcast I have ever brought you. Two incredible guests, Armed American Radio's resident Navy SEAL, Larry Yatch, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, offering commentary on the Way of the Warrior presentation, as presented by my next guest, Mr. Ernest Emerson, in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Incredibly informative. You will take a lot away from this, I can promise you. David Kodria jumped into the mix in the third hour. Absolutely awesome show. Make sure to join us over on Facebook, won't you? Facebook.com/Armed American Radio, and join the tens of thousands of other fans who are keeping up to the minute with the broadcast. I'm Mark Walters. Enjoy the broadcast, and I'll see you on the radio.
Your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Let me repeat that. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. I had spent some time writing down my thoughts for opening remarks for today's Armed American Radio broadcast over my travels this week to Wichita, Kansas. Great time in Wichita, by the way, everybody. Thank you very much. We'll go there in a little bit. The more I read what I wrote, the more irate I became. So I'm going to wing it. I'm going to wing it. Kind of like I did with the Second Amendment March speech. Kind of crumpled it up and threw it out. But I'll reference back to the notes from time to time to keep me on topic. I need to, because it's sometimes easy to waver and get off topic a little bit, especially when you're really fired up. I'm disgusted, actually. I'm sick, and I'm going to be very honest with you. I'm a little bit nervous about where we're headed and how all of this is going to wind up. Because it has to wind up. This can't continue. You know what I'm talking about. Let me explain if you don't. I made a commitment to you months ago to keep the political discussion on this broadcast relevant to the Second Amendment. Unfortunately, the goings-on in this current administration, and I'm referring to revelations in addition to spying on the media, the Fox News reporter Rosen, the AP phone records scandal, the continuing breaking IRS story, the revelations now that Obama and his soldiers, and that's what they are, ladies and gentlemen, they're soldiers. They're toeing the line. They are soldiers. They don't need to be told what to do. They've been given marching orders, and they're carrying them out. The revelations now that Obama and his soldiers are watching virtually every aspect of your life, and in the process, the American right to privacy being obliterated, along with the trust that most Americans have, what little was left anyway, in their government. Mine, I will tell you right now, is gone. It is completely gone. There is absolutely nothing the current occupant of the White House says that I would ever believe at this point. Not that there was much I did believe anyway. But this latest breaking news regarding the NSA has literally solidified my distrust of this government and this man, and this man. He will never be given the benefit of the doubt again by me, ever. I'll leave that to pundits like O'Reilly and others who will continue to give this man and his soldiers credibility. Credibility in the form of giving him the benefit of the doubt and being afraid to step up to the plate and call this man what he is. He's lost what little credibility he did have with me permanently. Let me start with this. A quote from the usurper in chief. Do you know what the word usurper means? Among other things, it means someone acting outside the bounds of his or her authority. That, of course, could be used against many in this current regime. This is no longer an administration, ladies and gentlemen, but a U.S. president and an administration acting as an authoritarian regime. A regime. Let me remind you, our founding fathers and 3% of American colonists fought, bled, and died fighting a tyrannical government for far less than what this current regime is doing to its own citizens. Keep that in mind. Sean, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. How are you doing in Houston, Texas today?
Dallas, Texas.
How are you doing today?
I was doing fine until you tried to put me in Market 6. That's just not going
to
happen.
I want you to listen to a quote from the usurper-in-chief. This bill does not create a federal gun registry, he said. In fact, it criminalizes that very thing. It does just the opposite, Obama told us. No gun registry, he said. This is common sense legislation that will keep the guns out of the hands of the bad guys, is what he told us. And here I quote him again. They claimed, this is after the defeat of the bill in the Senate. I want you to keep in mind what you now know, what the federal government is doing to you today as we speak. When you hear these words, this is regarding the defeat of the Toomey Manchin bill in the Senate. Thank God. They claimed that it would create some sort of Big Brother gun registry, even though the bill did the opposite. This legislation, in fact, outlawed any registry, he said. Plain and simple, right there in the text. But that didn't matter. Michael Hammond of the Gun Owners of America, I want you to take a listen to what our good friend Michael Hammond at the Gun Owners of America said. If your private gun transaction is covered by Toomey, Schumer, Manchin, and virtually all will be, you can assume you will be part of a national gun registry, he said. But the government wouldn't do that, would they? The government wouldn't do that. Obama, I want you to keep in mind, Obama says, we're not listening to your calls. It's just metadata, he said.
Which is worse.
This, what kind of America is this? This is Obama's America. Obama's America. This is an America your fathers and mothers, grandparents, and those who came before them either do or flat out wouldn't recognize. They flat out would not recognize this America today. An America where the Internal Revenue Service, probably the most fear-inducing, arguably the most powerful arm of the government, has used its powers to politically intimidate and ultimately eliminate the votes of those who disagree with this current regime. Make no mistake, armed American radio fan, the IRS employees, whoever they're found out to be when this is all said and done, whoever directed them or whoever participated in this still-breaking story, were or still are doing the bidding of their commander-in-chief. Whether he personally asked them to or not is irrelevant. It is the fact that they are acting as what I refer to as his foot soldiers. You've heard me say that before. They're doing what they think he wants to see. This is top down, Sean. This is top down, every bit of it. To believe otherwise makes you what?
Well, that's how we got here.
That is how we got here.
I mean, it's let's be honest. I mean, it's
sheep apathy. Sheep apathy.
A lot of this has started years in the making.
Oh, this didn't happen overnight. No. What we've got here is something that started in the Bush administration under what we refer to as the Patriot Act.
And I was against it then, and I knew everybody said that it wouldn't happen that way, or, you know, here's the problem. When I see a bunch of people walking around with dogs and various other things that are supposed to deter crime and terroristic threats, but I have a border that's wide open, I have to ask myself, what's wrong with this picture?
Well, there's a lot wrong with the picture, and I like the new word, sheep apathy. Sheep apathy. Ted would like that. We'll make sure he's aware of that. We'll allow him to use that on tour. But I ask you this as we close out this segment before we go to our guests in the next segment, which is going to blow you away. I ask you this. Does anybody out there believe that the federal government doesn't want your name as a gun owner, knowing what you now know after what we've been telling you for years on Armed American Radio? If you do, you make the following sounds at night. Armed American Radio continues with Larry Yetch and Ernest Emerson right after this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Night. We may not own it, but we control it through silence. From Allegiance Ammunition comes the Silent Strike, the world's only 223 subsonic round that fully functions the M4, the AR-15, and the HNK-416. No more having to single stroke your AR-15 when firing subsonic rounds. Allegiance Ammunition has created astonishing stealth and maximum performance in a silent package. Visit AllegianceAmmunition.com. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
You're listening to Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the show. First of all, before we get started with what is promising to be just an absolutely incredible hour and a second hour afterwards, you're going to learn a lot. The Way of the Warrior, we're going to go over with Ernest Emerson and my good friend, your good friend, Armed American Radio's resident Navy SEAL, Larry Yatch. We're going to do some catching up with Larry Yatch. He'll be here through the whole process giving us commentary as a warrior. First of all, Sean, where can people watch us right now live?
Oh, you know what? I'm glad you said that because I forgot. RadioFactor.net.
And Ed McMahon, RadioFactor.net. RadioFactor.net. Make sure to head over there. Tons of you do. I'm looking at you right now, Sean. You look good.
And thank you. You look good, too. Now, I have a question for you.
Yes, I'm having a sip of a soda in the studio, and the sign does say no food or drink in studio.
anyway, where's the cigar at?
Left it at home. Forgot it. Just got back from Wichita, Kansas, and I want to remind everybody, Wichita was a great time. What a great town. Had a tremendous amount of fun. We have a lot of fans in Wichita, Sean. Let me tell you something.
Really?
KFRM listeners out there on 550, the voice of the plains. Baby, that station's got a signal on it. That thing is booming from coast to coast, east to west.
Really?
Throughout the state of Kansas with a signal booming from Oklahoma City north.
Wow.
To the top Kansas border, west, all the way out to Amarillo, Texas, and the entire state of Kansas.
What?
On KFRM 550, the voice of the plains. You definitely are. So we thank you for everything. Next time we come out to Wichita, and we will soon, we're going to involve you in the CCW Expo. Yeah, big signal out there. It was actually fun listening to the show as I was heading to the airport.
I had to admit, I'm going to have to, next time you go, I'm going to have to come see that station.
Yeah, it was really something, and we appreciate that. Let's go. Let's get right into the meat of the stuff here. We have two amazing guests. Ernest Emerson comes back to us. We ran out of time both in his seminar and his lecture at the Blade Show, and we ran out of time a couple weeks ago when he was on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring you the Way of the Warrior presentation that people travel far and long to get to. You're going to hear it today from Ernest Emerson. We're going to go through it, every bit of it, here on the air with you. Ernie Emerson, welcome to the show. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing really good, Mark. How are you, man?
I'm doing wonderful, and it's a pleasure to have you here. I've gotten a ton of emails saying, is Ernie going to make it this week?
I'm here.
The answer is yes, and we have some great commentary coming to us throughout the entire presentation. Ernie, our good friend, Larry Yatch, is here, and I can't say former. There's no such thing as former retired Navy SEAL Larry Yatch. Larry, welcome to the show. How are you? We got some catching up to do.
I know, Mark. It's been way too long.
Well, we're going to do it live on the radio. How about that? Is that okay with you?
Oh, that's awesome.
Sounds good. Ernie, let's get started. The Way of the Warrior. I sat at the Blade Show, and this is the second time I've been to your presentation. And if it's okay, can I open up with your opening comments here?
Go right ahead.
Since time immemorial, warriors have always held a revered, honored, and respected place in society.
In spite of all political meanderings and the ebb and flow of societal values, this has never changed and it never will. There is an honor and pride in joining this brotherhood that can be gained nowhere else, and once joined, can never be taken away. Although women are not excluded, it has always been the man's role to be the protector and provider. This is your responsibility and your role to uphold and honor in your time upon this earth. The responsibility of a warrior does not merely necessitate the taking up of arms against an enemy. It is more, much more, and it is such that you become an example, a role model of ethical and moral behavior to all others who may look to you for guidance or protection. If this is the path in life that you have chosen to walk, then know that it is a path well worn by the footsteps of those who have walked here before you. Others who have willingly said, I will endure the hardship, the pain, the sacrifice, and the risk of death so that those who sleep soundly in their beds can do so in the warm embrace of safety and peace. If this is your choice, then know that your road will be fraught with adversity and you will be assailed by many. But in those times, remember that you are in the company of the noble souls who have also faced such adversity and prevailed. And know also that your legacy shall be that until the end of time, as the last sun sets upon this earth, in that blackest night, somewhere a warrior still stands his lonely watch. Those are powerful words. That's how you open up the presentation. Take it from there.
Well, Mark, they are powerful words, and they're important words, and I don't think they're heard by many these days. And one of the things that I wanted to bring up that's going to be critical to everything probably that both Larry and I talked about today, there's three points I want to make, and one of them is the embrace of personal responsibility. Responsibility is something that we talk about a lot in different categories of your life, you know, job, family, putting a roof over the head, but so little is often talked about taking personal responsibility for your own safety, security, and the safety and security of those around you, your family, and your loved ones. So it's personal responsibility. I want people to think about that. Number two, the thing that Larry and I have talked about at length, and Larry, tell me if I'm right or wrong here, but I believe that everything can be learned, and it's just a matter of practice. Once someone shows you the way or teaches you how, then it's a matter of just practicing and doing and doing and doing until it becomes part of your personality and or skill set. And the other thing that I wanted to bring up in point number three before we go further was I was actually back at Larry's facility. We were doing a class, and I opened up usually when I talk about the fact that we're all here and the people that have come through this door to train with us have, you know, we're the abnormal ones because we're learning how to take up the skills of the warrior, to learn how to actually protect ourselves and fight and you know, defend ourselves against attacks. And in the middle of my intro statement, one of the students raised his hand, and I said, yes, sir, what is it that you'd like to say? And he goes, Ernie, I don't want to be rude, but I'm going to disagree with you. And I said, okay, I'm game, go ahead. And he goes, we're not the abnormal ones. We are the normal ones. It's society and the way that the turn is taken in the way that we're viewed now that makes us feel like we are abnormal, but we really are the normal ones. And I thought, dang, you know what? You're right and I'm wrong. We are the normal ones.
Yeah, prophetic statement, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And Larry, you were standing right there when that happened, too.
Yeah, and because we live within the society that has changed us from the cavemen that used to go out and kill for our own survival, we now feel as though we're the abnormal ones or the outcasts, when in reality it's every human being's desire to always protect themselves and those they care about.
Larry, is Ernest said that the behavior can be learned. You went into, you did BUDS, man. You went through BUDS, didn't you?
Well, the way he was just touching on the start of it, and what I've been spending so much time with over the last year that I've been absent from the radio is diving in deeply into the neuroscience of how learning occurs. Mm-hmm. And what I've come to find, which is really amazing, is that human beings are not born with any predisposition to action, unlike other animals.
Stop right there, Larry, with the predisposition to other actions, unlike other animals. When we come back, we'll pick up with that thought and continue with The Way of the Warrior with Ernest Emerson. and Navy SEAL, retired Navy SEAL Larry Etz. Don't go away. This is huge.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I found a small lump. It just didn't feel right. After a biopsy, I was told that it was cancer.
Last year, Kimalea Conrad was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer.
I was devastated. I felt alone. I began praying, God, how do I do this? Where do I do this? Cancer Treatment Centers of America was the place.
At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, faith and spiritual support play an important role in the fight against complex and advanced stage cancer.
When I walk in to CTCA, it feels like a place of life and hope.
Advanced medicine and technology, the warm embrace of the spirit, and the power of prayer. That's Cancer Treatment Centers of America, a national network of 5 cancer hospitals.
I am so grateful and so blessed that I went to the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. I am strong and I am joyous.
If you or a loved one has complex or advanced stage cancer, visit cancercenter.com/faith. Cancer Treatment Centers of America, care that never quits. Appointments available now.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are 2 simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.5%, APR 3.65%, that payment could support a $300,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $75,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was young and naive, and I found myself with $11,000 of credit card debt, 9 credit cards, and nothing to show for it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496 to talk to a certified counselor.
And I ended up calling, and the lady on the phone was so nice. And it was really humbling because no one really knows what your financial situation is like. You have to open those doors.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They gave me the right perspective, and they got the ball rolling, which is what I needed. I needed someone to help me get in the right direction.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
We're sticking together on Facebook at Armed American Radio and on the web at armedamericanradio.com. Now back to the radio broadcast. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio broadcast. I opened up this hour. I called Obama a usurper. And I mentioned the word regime that I no longer trust. I no longer trust this government as a result of the breaking stories, and I don't. And I will never believe another word that comes out of his mouth. Not that I did anyway, much of it. But I made mention to you that he will no longer get any benefit of any doubt from me. I know what this man is up to, and you know what he's up to. You feel it in your stomach. And Ernie is going to talk to you later about trusting your gut instinct,
mm-hmm.
and that your gut instinct is always right. In fact, I wrote a column about it a couple years ago called Trust Your Gut.
Yes.
You know that feeling. That feeling in the pit of your stomach. We'll go there in just a few minutes with Ernest. But regime, what is a regime? According to Webster's Dictionary, a form of government. The sample it uses is a socialist regime, mm-hmm. a government in power, a period of rule, from Wikipedia. And I like this Wikipedia. You can't believe it. It's the Internet. You can believe everything on the Internet, right? You have to take Wikipedia with a grain of salt, but I want you to take a listing of what they quote as the modern usage of the word regime. While the word regime originates as a synonym for any form of government, modern usage often gives the term a negative connotation, implying an authoritarian government or dictatorship. Webster's states that the word regime refers simply to a form of government, while Oxford English Dictionary defines regime as a government, especially an authoritarian one. We'll go back to the Way of the Warrior, and I'll let you chew on that one for a while, and we'll open up the Way of the Warrior. We'll go back to Larry's, let him finish his thoughts. But first, it was not the Declaration of Independence that gave us freedom, but the Continental Army. America was born from conflict, delivered by soldiers willing to pay with their blood the tremendous cost of freedom. The dead did not wish to be martyred. They no doubt longed to return to their homes and families, but they believed in the glorious cause, something far greater than themselves. Despite knowing the dangers before them, they followed General Washington into the fray, even when victory seemed hopeless and the cause all but lost. In America today, there are those who believe that under no circumstances is war the answer. Violence only begets more violence, we're told. The unstated message, nothing is worth fighting and dying for. History disagrees. Ernest, who said those words?
Well, that was Mr. Leif Babin, who also was a retired Navy SEAL. And Larry, did you ever run into him in any of your deployments?
Leif and I were classmates at the Naval Academy. I met him the first day at the Naval Academy. We spent 4 years together in the same company and went to buds one class apart. So, yeah, I know Leif.
Why doesn't that surprise me at all?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the real deal here, okay? You're listening to the real deal. Ernest, before we go back to continuing with the presentation positions that you put forward here, mm-hmm. Larry, please finish your thought on the learning process.
So as I was saying, all other species actually come into this world with some sort of instinctual reactions. When it comes to human beings, that isn't the case. The way that we are able to do complex actions is we develop neural pathways, meaning connections between neurons that fire in the same pattern over and over again in our brains. And the only way to create neural pathways is purposeful practice done perfectly over time. If you do that, you not only create neural pathways, but you myelinate them, which is like insulating them, which makes them more effective over time. What's cool about that is not only can we take complex skills and do it without thought under stress, but anyone can learn to do anything. And that's what makes us so unique.
Now, is that something we would hear? Now, of course, muscles don't have memory, Larry, but is that what we refer to when we hear the term muscle memory?
Exactly. Muscle memory is not a muscular thing. It's a connection within the brain, specifically the development of complex neural pathways.
Doing the same thing, reacting as you've been trained, as you've trained, not just practiced, but literally trained, right?
Right. And again, the key is not just practice, it's purposeful practice done perfectly. And that's why getting good training is so important. Because if you do it on your own, very often you're creating not the correct neural pathways, which result in poor action. That's why trainers are so valuable.
Gotcha. Let's continue with the Way of the Warrior. Warriors have the ability and skills to conquer, kill, and destroy, to change governments, to change history. Ernest, what is a warrior?
Well, a warrior is a part of society that I think has always existed from time immemorial, that it is always kind of broken down into those who are warriors. The ones that leap up to protect or defend or to go to war, and those that need protection. And it's not a matter of courage or cowardice. It just seems to me to be the kind of way that things break down in societies. I think it's pretty true across the board historically and even in modern times. And there's just those people, those individuals, and it can be a man or a woman, it can be a child for that matter, that will rise to the occasion to grab the shield or grab the spear or the sword or the gun or whatever and put themselves between the danger and those that need to be protected. And so that's really my definition of what a warrior is, someone that actually is one of those who will run to fight.
Run to the scene instead of away from the scene, right?
Indeed.
Okay, now this is about the point, Ernest, I believe, where during the seminar, the presentation as you were giving it in the Blade Show room, which was too small, more people wanted in, and the presentation was too short because they had other presentations that needed to come in. But this was at the point when you asked about, you know, are you a warrior? The fact that whoever it was who had walked into that room had taken that first step to becoming a warrior, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And I would venture to say that the people that are listening to your radio show are warriors. They are taking an active part in learning the skills, becoming knowledgeable, finding out, listening to what Larry or I might have to say or what you have to say or your other guests. That's a warrior. There's the other people would not be interested, or the other side of the coin would not be interested in this. So, yes, if you walk in and want to hear or train or learn or talk, you've already identified to me that you are one of those warriors.
I think an important thing to add is that being a warrior is about acting as a warrior would act, and action comes from choice. You choose to be a warrior every single day. You choose to be a warrior in every incident where you choose the right path, you choose the harder path.
And that's where the moral and the responsibility comes in, doesn't it, Ernest?
Absolutely. There are responsibilities with taking this path. And again, like you had read earlier, you're setting an example. So you have to do the right thing all of the time, no matter what. And I'll tell you what, one of my friends told me one time, he said, Ernie, I sleep soundly at night because I do the right thing every time. And that's the feeling that you want.
Larry, do you have anything to add to that? I don't know what else to say to that.
Yeah, like I was saying, it purely comes down to choice. And a lot of times people who have been untried or untested will question if they are a warrior or not. And the important thing to realize is that if you're even asking yourself that question, you've already taken multiple steps in that right direction. And then it's a matter of the actions that you take to prove the fact that you are acting as a warrior or not.
Okay, I'm going to go through in the next one. We're going to move quickly here. Now, you're going to stay with us through the next hour as well, and we're going to go through the rest of the presentation. The next step here, Ernest, is the 12 rules of the Knightly Order of the Black Shamrock. I'll let you explain what that is after the break, but I want to go through these 12 steps, if that's so, the 12 rules. Practice your skill at arms diligently and with proper intent. Number 2, always be prepared to do battle for the cause of freedom, liberty, justice, and all that is good. 3, never be silent among the voices of falsehood, no matter the number. Be willing to endure hardship, pain, or death to protect women, children, and defenseless against harm. Always act in a noble and chivalrous manner, worthy of respect and honor. Always keep your weapon safe, clean, and at the ready should they be needed. Never use force of arms or force of will for any unjust purpose. Number 8, obey the laws of the land if they be not contrary to the higher laws of moral ethics and truth. Thou shalt be everywhere and always. Thou shalt never lie and shall remain faithful to thy pledged word. Thou shalt never recoil before thine enemy and never abandon a friend, ally, or fellow member. We'll go into those with Ernest Emerson in detail after this break. Powerful stuff. I'm digging it. I'm loving it. Armed American Radio continues.
Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Ruger 10/22 Takedown. A new take on the legendary Ruger 10/22. With all of the features and functionality of America's favorite rimfire rifle, the Ruger 10/22 Takedown easily separates for convenient storage and transportation. Reassembly is simple and returns the rifle to zero, ensuring precision shot after shot. Packed in a backpack-style bag included with the rifle, the Ruger 10/22 Takedown makes it easy to keep America's favorite rimfire by your side.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies, staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators. Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
This is Armed American Radio, heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the show. I quote, if you choose to live as a warrior, you must wake up every day to face the fact that you may die today in battle. And you must embrace it. Larry Yatch, retired Navy SEAL. How true is that statement?
Well, for me, it was not only a reality, but an honor to be in the position to be able to sacrifice myself, if need be, for the greater good.
Ernest Emerson.
Yes, sir.
Is it paranoid to prepare for an attack only if you think you're going to be attacked by Martians, you said? You want to explain that to us?
You know, again, as a warrior, as a person who gets up in front of people maybe and makes statements and things like that that a lot of people look on with disdain, let's say, or a slanted eye of it, you have to be ready for those kind of criticisms, or you're just paranoid. Well, one of the things that is true is, and Larry, you know exactly what I'm talking about because you and I have spoken of it, you have, with this idea of personal responsibility, the first responder to an incident is going to be you.
Right.
You will be the person on the spot when something bad happens. And so being prepared for something like that, if it never happens, good on you, good on me. If it does happen, then by God, I want to be ready to do the right thing at the most critical moment.
You know, Ernest, this is at the point that you asked the large crowd in the room, how many first responders do I have in the room? And about two hands went up. I knew where you were going with this. I discussed it last week in preparation for your appearance today, and I knew exactly where you were going with that because we discuss it here all the time. Well, two people raised their hands, and you said, thank you for being first responders. Now let me ask that question again. How many first responders are in the room? And a lot of lights went off in people's heads, didn't it? And they realized, hey, I'm the one that's going to be there first when the crap goes down. He's referring to me, isn't he?
Absolutely true. And I have to add a little caveat to that. That's why I am such a proponent for concealed carry. A gun stops a gun. And again, you know, when things go bad, I hope there's people around me that can pull out a pistol or something and put that bad guy on the ground, because I live in a state where it's harder than heck to get a concealed carry permit.
Yeah, it is. It's near impossible, particularly in the county that you're in. Now, in some of the upstate and central counties, it's a little bit easier to do so, but not anywhere near where you are. You say that with a little bit of laughter, unfortunately. Hopefully that changes in the near future. I went through the 12 rules of the Knightly Order of the Black Shamrock. I ran through them quickly in the essence of time. We're going to have to do that here. I want to give a few minutes to these before we close this segment, then continue with your presentation. Practice your skill at arms diligently and with proper intent, seeking excellence in all endeavors.
It's exactly what Larry and I had spoken about earlier. To be good at anything, you have to practice, and you have to seek excellence. You want to be the best. You want to be better than the bad guy or the guy that you run up against. So, again, you know, seek training. There's guys like Larry. There's other guys out there, maybe me, other people that are giving good training out there. You can find them.
Always be prepared to do battle for the cause of freedom, liberty, justice, and all that is good. Larry, you touched on that briefly in your comments just a few moments ago. I think we just went through that in the essence of time. I'll move to the next one. Never be silent among the voices of falsehoods, no matter the number, for truth shall be your shield against harm. Ernest, I've always said that I believe freedom will always prevail. We're hearing some things about this government right now that I believe, and I believe history proves me to be right, that a small percentage, 3%, and you touch on this in your presentation, of colonists fought a government that was far less tyrannical than what we're seeing today. Never be silent among the voices of falsehoods, no matter the number, for truth shall be your shield against harm.
Well, it's absolutely relevant today. Big government becomes bigger and bigger. As a government becomes bigger, freedoms are sacrificed, liberties are taken away. We have to make a stand, and we have to be vocal about it, because there's a lot of us out there. There's way more of us out there than we, even you and I, realize at this moment. It's just a matter of getting them to shake the dust off and wake up and open those eyes up and be vocal. So if we can inspire that, that's what I'm talking about there.
Never shut up, ladies and gentlemen. When I tell you to write a letter to the editor, when I tell you to take on the wrong that you see on TV, to call the station, to write the letter, to do what you have to do, to call the politician, get in their face. They may never respond to you publicly, but you know what? They've heard it, they've read it, and they know they're being watched. Stand up, make your voice heard. Larry, let me direct the next one to you. Be willing to endure hardship, pain, or death to protect women, children, and the defenseless against harm. I believe you've done that in your military duties, correct?
Well, one of the refinements of our training method that most people don't understand is the fact that suffering is a skill. You get good at it. The reason that BUDS is 6 months long, the fact that we continue to do hard training after that, is to continue to flex that suffering muscle. When you get good at suffering by choice, when you're presented with a situation where you have to suffer, you've been there before.
Yep.
Not a big deal. You know you're going to survive.
There you go. You know you can withstand that freezing water. You know you can carry that weight on your back. Is that what you're referring to?
Exactly. It is a skill, and get good at it.
Always act in a noble and chivalrous manner, worthy of respect and honor. And Larry, I want to go back to you with this one, because you found yourself in some very dark areas of the world during some very trying times. Yet we see our troops who are fighting and bleeding and dying and suffering, opening doors for women and feeding puppies and taking care of little kids at the risk of being blown up by one of them.
Well, we by nature of being chivalrous, by doing the right thing, taking the higher road, will put ourselves at risk, because our enemies are, by the nature of being bad people, they are immoral, illogical, and unfair.
Gotcha.
So we know that by taking that high road, we will be put at a higher risk, but it's worth it, because it helps to justify our cause.
All right, good. And that's a great segue into the next two. I'll read this one and move on. Always keep your weapons safe, clean, and at the ready should they be needed. Ernest, that's just flat-out good conduct, is it not?
Yeah, that's just the way of the warrior, basically, in a nutshell right there.
Never use force of arms or force of will for any unjust purpose. You want to run with that one for a quick 30 seconds?
You know, it's one of those things where that's part of the responsibilities that we talked about earlier. As a warrior, you have to be held to a higher code. And then, Larry, you know all about that. Just like officers and people in the military, you are held to a higher standard, and by God, you better uphold it.
I want to move. Let's move to number 8. Obey the laws of the land if they be not contrary. And this is, I'm going to get a little controversial here with you. Obey the laws of land if they be not contrary to the higher laws of morals, ethics, and truth.
Well, all you got to do is look back to 1939 to know what I'm talking about there. And that's enough said on that.
1 minute, 30 seconds.
We're coming to a close. I want to ask you about that when we come back. Sean, can't you extend the clock a little bit? Come on. Take a hold of Father Time, will you? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Armed American Radio. You've been listening to myself, Mark Walters, Sean Young down in Dallas, retired Navy SEAL Larry Yatch, and the great Ernest Emerson. When we come back, we're going to continue with the remaining 4 rules, the 12 rules of the Knightly Order of the Black Shamrock. Remember, before we go now, and before we bring you back, as I tell you every week, carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever leave your cave without your club. Don't be, and I was reminded in Wichita, don't be that clubless caveman or cave woman. Ooh, I've never said that before. Armed American Radio returns after this with Larry Yatch and Ernest Emerson.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby.
Folks, you paid a king's ransom to send your kids to the finest colleges. Now they've graduated, and guess what? They can't find a job. You've already invested in their education. Now invest in their careers. Start a business that your adult children can run and flourish in. You hear it here. Give your children the break in life they really need using money you already have. Just call my friend Steve Cooper at ersop.com, the Entrepreneur Rollover Stock Ownership Plan.
Thanks, Hugh. We've helped countless people use their retirement money to invest in businesses for themselves and their family. It only takes a couple of weeks to finance, and it's totally legal.
Trust ersop.com to help you start a small, profitable business that could give your adult children a head start. Turn your family's fortunes around using your own money legally with no debt or payments. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. 866-MY-ERSOP.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.